Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 12th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 14 year B. Today we also commemorate World Steel Pan Day. Our readings, 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 to 9, verse 15, and verses 31 to 33. Psalm 130, Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to chapter 5, verse 2. The Gospel of John chapter 6, verse 35 and verses 41 to 51. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are Your people, not because we are worthy, but by Your grace alone. We are Your people who have come in joy and thankfulness. We are Your people, and we have come to praise You. We are Your people, and we have come to give You the worship You deserve. We are Your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, our hearts are simply longing to worship You. We are filled with thankfulness for all the blessings we have received at Your hand. We stand amazed at the sheer extravagance of Your love. We try to comprehend something of Your grace towards us. But again and again, Your love for us in Jesus takes our breath away. Lord, You are great. You are worthy of praise. Your majesty, power, authority, and glory are simply beyond our understanding. We do not have the words that will truly declare who and what You are. We have bought our hymns and our prayers, our speaking and our listening, our celebration and our silence. By Your Holy Spirit, use these poor vehicles for the glory of Your wonderful name. Amen. We have our first hymn, Here I Am to Worship.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for proper 14, followed by our parish prayer. Grant us, Lord, we pray, the spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may, by you, be enabled to live according to your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Doing the Things That Are Right. Doing the Things That Are Right. In our collect today from Proper 14, we prayed, Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In our prayer, we ask God to grant us the spirit to think and do always those things that are right. We therefore acknowledge that there are things that are wrong, and by God's grace and power, we hope to avoid those things. We acknowledge that we cannot live without God. We need God in our lives if we are to live this life in all its fullness. However, in order to live life to its fullest, we need to determine and live by what is God's will for us. How do we determine what is God's will for us? God has given us the gift of God's Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and inward strength, the spirit of knowledge and true godliness, the spirit of reverence and true religion. Book of Common Prayer, page 289. The Spirit will enable us first to think and then do always those things that are right. We therefore always have to acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit and allow the Spirit of God to direct our thoughts, words, and actions. Whenever we fail to follow God's will as directed by the Holy Spirit, whenever we follow the directions of the tempter, whenever we follow the way of the world, we will not do God's will. We will not do the things that are right. When David was anointed king of Israel, in the presence of his brothers, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13b records, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. As long as David followed the guidance of the Spirit of God and the direction of God's prophets, he did what was God's will, and therefore that which was right and pleasing to God. When he followed the way of the tempter and allowed his lusts to control his thoughts and actions, he did what was not pleasing in God's sight. His sin was forgiven, but he had to deal with the consequences of his sin. In today's Old Testament lesson from 2 Samuel chapter 18, David has lost the respect of his top generals because he did not do what was right. As he sent them into battle against Absalom, his son, who had rebelled against him, attempting to wrestle the kingdom from his father, Absalom gets enough support to declare himself king of Israel in Hebron, the same place where David first reigned as king. Absalom has David on the run, and he has taken control of Jerusalem, the holy city. He also slept with his father's concubine in the sight of the people, fulfilling the word of the Lord. In response, David sends his three commanders into battle with the instructions, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom." 2 Samuel 18, verse 5. Everybody hears the command, but nobody listens. During the battle, Absalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thick branches of a great oak. His head was caught fast in the yoke, and he was left hanging between heaven and earth while the mule that was under him went on. 2 Samuel 18, verse 9. The man who saw Absalom followed David's orders and did not harm him. He reported what he saw to Joab, David's commander, who questioned why the soldier did not kill Absalom. The soldier repeated David's orders. However, Joab said, "I will not waste time like this on you." He took three spears in his hand and thrust them into the heart of Absalom while he was still alive in the oak. And 10 young men, Joab's armor bearers, surrounded Absalom and struck him and killed him. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 14 and 15. Joab did not do what was right. He acted in anger. He acted against the will of his king and commander. In our epistle today from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 to chapter 5, verse 2, Paul is trying to direct the disciples of Christ at Ephesus to live lives of righteousness, that is, doing what is right in the sight of God by the power of the Spirit. He calls for unity in the church and offers seven instructions about doing what is right in the sight of the Lord. He invites the disciples of Christ to first putting away falsehood. Let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Speaking the truth in love is certainly doing what is right. Ephesians 4, verse 25. Secondly, Paul writes, "Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not make room for the devil." Verses 26 and 27. Then Paul says, "Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy." Verse 28. 4, let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. Verse 29. 5. Do not grieve the Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal on the day of redemption. Verse 30. 6. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Verse 31. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Verse 32. Paul therefore gives us 7 ways in which we can put away the things that cause us to go against God's will and enable us not to grieve the Spirit of God, but enable us to live by the Spirit, doing always what is right, what is the will of God. We have to rid ourselves of the things of the flesh and be guided by the Spirit of God. Paul brings it all together for us when he declares, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Paul invites us to make God our example. We do not measure ourselves by others. We set our standards by God. We have to strive to love as God loves, and the Holy Spirit can enable us to do this. We must let God's response to us become the measure of our response to others. Forgive as you have been forgiven. As God's children, we must be imitators of God's loving actions. We are to work in love as Christ loves us. We are called to demonstrate the same self-giving love that Christ exhibited. We are called as disciples of Christ to give of ourselves as a fragrant offering, that is, a pleasing offering. When we give of our time, talent, and treasure to others in love and with love, that is what Christ did. As we strive to be imitators of Christ, we will, by the power of the Holy Spirit, strive always to do what is right as we strive to live according to God's will, as we prayed in our calling today. Amen. Let us pray. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Heavenly Father, in your love, draw us deeper into your presence. Give to your church grace to imitate your Son. Nourish us with the food that leads to eternal life. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Heavenly Father, calm our words that we may use them to build up and nurture in your way. Put away from us the ways of malice and evil. Sustain those who lead in pursuing justice and peace. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Heavenly Father, When the going is hard, save us from despair and faltering. Put behind your people the complaining that saps strength and joy. Renew within us a song of thanksgiving and praise. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Heavenly Father, prevent the anger being consumed by hatred and bitterness. Strengthen the weak and weary. In your tender love, restore your people. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Heavenly Father, you have marked your children with the seal of redemption. Hear our prayer for all who have died. May we pass through death to life with you forever. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. And on this World Steel Pan Day, we give thanks for the steel pan, our national instrument. Almighty God, we thank you for giving our people the ability to invent the only musical instrument in the 20th century, the steel pan. We thank you for the advances that have been made and the success that the steel pan has reached today. We thank you for the sense of community and discipline that the steel pan engenders in our young people, and we pray that it will continue to be a safe haven where they can develop their gift of music and fulfill your purpose for their lives. We thank you for the administrators in the steel band movement, and we pray that you will continue to inspire them to take the instrument to greater heights. We ask for your blessing on all involved in the steel band movement, and we pray that the movement will continue to grow and flourish, and the steel pan will continue to be a source of inspiration for our people and for all those whose lives it will touch all over the world. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, The Goodness of God. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ sanctify us and keep us from all evil. May he drive far from us all hurtful things and purify both our souls and bodies. May he bind us to himself by the bond of love, and may his peace abound in our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you this night and always. We pray that you will have a very productive and spirit-filled week. We pray that you will be safe and try and stay as healthy as you can in the light of the dengue fever that is abounding in our land. We leave you with the favorite Amazing Grace.